authored more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome to our show, third hour. Dan the Man is now in our control room. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. A couple of interesting stories coming in. First of all, veteran commodity trader Trez Knipa is basically saying that there is not enough physical gold to go around if everyone with a futures contract insists on taking delivery of physical bullion. That right now these gold traders are relying, dependent on people either rolling those contracts over for another term or accepting a cash settlement, which would be the cash value of the gold they supposedly own, plus a little premium on top of it for the inconvenience of taking the ink and paper. And he's reporting more and more of these hedge fund companies are taking delivery of the physical gold they have bought with these contracts. And that means we're coming up on a gold crash real soon. If you have physical silver and gold, hang on to it. Don't let them spook you into selling it. If you're looking to get physical silver and gold, and it's a good idea, go to the Republic Trading Group. They've got ads both at republicbroadcasting.org and at my website as well. And if you buy your physical silver and gold from Republic Trading Group, part of the proceeds from that sale will go to support our network to keep the word out. Okay. Another story which just came in. This is over in the Washington Times. The United States is deploying two warships into the Black Sea off the coast of Sochi, Russia, to stand by in case of a potential terror attack during the upcoming Olympics in order to evacuate Americans. And they're pointing to this video that has surfaced saying there will be a present for tourists at the Olympics as revenge for Muslims killed around the world. So, yeah, the false flag is on. They're going to kill a bunch of people and blame the Muslims for it. Now, who would do a thing like that? I wouldn't go to the Olympics if they gave me the tickets and the airfare, because they're going to kill a bunch of people to try and revive war fever against the Muslims. The Muslims are bad. You've got to go after the Muslims. You've got to throw your babies onto the Muslim bayonets. Bad, bad Muslims. They worship the moon. They reject private central banking. They want to sell their oil for currencies other than the dollar. Hate them. Hate them. Hate them. All righty. Let's see. Quick phone call, Jerry in Chicago. Aloha. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and thank you for taking my call. Hey, I wanted to ask you three questions, actually. One, is there still Japanese warships off the coast of Hawaii, and are the Japanese still there?
Are you talking about modern ones or the ones that sank? We've got a lot of ships off the coast of Hawaii, including that Japanese student fishing vessel.
I'm sorry, I meant Chinese communist ships. Remember, they were there?
Well, I certainly can't see any from the window out here. I mean, we are in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and China sails their ships all over the Pacific, the same the United States and Japan and every other country does. Australian ships, actually, they like to put in here to Honolulu Harbor and play tourist. Every 2 years we have RIMPAC where they'll all show up here and they'll have their little exercise out on the ocean, and then they come in and they play tourists. We see them at the flea markets and everything. But we're not
okay,
under,
because,
we're not,
you know, they were there for some kind of a training, Department of Homeland Security training drill like a month ago.
Yeah, it was a disaster drill, and it was a joint jurisdiction disaster drill, and they exercised in the middle of Oahu for a few days, then they played tourists, and then they went home.
Oh, okay, so they did leave. All right, my next question was, did you catch anything on Dave Hodges' show last night about that IMF whistleblower Karen Hudge, I believe is her name, and then he had some woman on about the smart meters?
I didn't catch the show. I actually don't watch his show. I'm sorry. Okay?
Oh, okay. No, all right. I was just going to say, I think from what his second guest was on there about was this thing with the smart meters and this microwave radiation and the cell towers and everything else like that. This is a very serious thing. I think we're all being cooked.
Let's be clear here, because we already went through this with the body scanners at TSA. The actual energy level of these devices is way too low to cause heating. The newly recognized danger, though, is a phenomenon called molecular resonance, where even low energy radio waves of the correct frequency can cause damage to DNA in the skin. And that's true for the TSA scanners and various other devices. We are very much saturated with radio energy, and nobody's really looking too closely at the kind of harm that it might cause. So there's an issue, but it's an open debate. I don't think the matter's been settled yet.
No, I agree, and she agreed with the same thing. I mean, this is causing a lot of like brain cancers and things like that at the molecular level, like with the DNA, like you just said. She she agreed wholeheartedly, and you just took the words right out of my mouth. I had forgotten them. But hey, that's all I wanted to check with you on. And hey, have a great day.
All right, thank you very much. Here, and let's see. Speaking of radiation, the ionizing kind versus the electromagnetic. There's a very alarming story coming out of NNews, pardon me, where due to public pressure, Canada's government has been testing fish and seawater along the western coast for possible evidence of contamination from Fukushima. And apparently the Canadian government is now refusing to release their test results. Now, I think we may safely presume that if the tests came back negative, that the seafood and the water were perfectly safe, they would broadcast those all over. Now, here in Hawaii, we've had an incident happen, and my wife and I were actually smelling this, and we didn't know what it was. Following the attack on Pearl Harbor, where the Japanese made the monumental mistake of not bombing the Pearl Harbor tank farm, because Japan thought we had so much oil it really wouldn't matter all that much. But they basically left the tank farm intact, which was enough naval fuel and aviation fuel to basically fight pretty much all the Pacific War. The U.S. government built an underground fuel storage facility called Red Hill. Its exact location is classified. But there are pipes that run from it down to Pearl Harbor, underneath Pearl Harbor, out to Ford Island, over to the naval bases. And it turns out, apparently, there's been a leak there. And apparently, they're now estimating that some 20,000 gallons of aviation fuel has spilled into and around the Pearl Harbor area. So nobody light a match, please. I'll go out there very often with the binoculars, look down at the remains of the USS Arizona, because its fuel tanks were full when it was attacked, and they leak. And you'll see this rainbow oil slick on the water, just throughout the water, and they don't know what to do about it. They don't dare touch the tanks for fear they'll collapse and release all the fuel at once, so they just sort of pretend that the oil isn't happening. Royal Caribbean Cruise has had yet another disaster. The Majesty of the Seas had to dock in Miami last Friday. 66 of the passengers on board experienced severe gastrointestinal issues, including vomiting and diarrhea, which means apparently some of the food they were served was less than fresh and healthy. And it's just tragic how close to the edge these cruise lines are running in this economy. And apparently the fine print on your cruise ship ticket says Royal Caribbean or these other cruise ship lines, we don't actually guarantee your safety and security, and we can't promise things aren't going to happen here. Oh, my goodness. As you know, the debate over GMO is continuing to heat up, and in the context of government and corporate media completely siding with the purveyors of these Frankenfood products, there's a lot of direct citizen action. Apparently, some GMO sugar beets in Oregon were burned, and the FBI is saying this is clearly economic sabotage, and they're attempting to find the people who did that. So you will be dependent on GMO. You will love your GMO. You will love your aspartame. You will love your monosodium glutamate, because all those things make money, make you eat more, so the food companies make more money off of you and then turn around and sell you diet programs and diet aids and everything. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Fox News is running a story about renewed fears that the target hacking is spreading. They're wagging this one around. And again, earlier in the show, we said the computer security expert who testified before Congress about the lack of security in the Obamacare website was able to break in and look at the medical financial details of 70,000 enrollees in just 4 minutes' time using an ordinary web browser. That's how wide open it is. But they're not talking about that on the corporate media. It's all about Target and Neiman Marcus and the rest. They're trying to claim that the hack came from Russia. Let's bash the Russians, because apparently there was a Russian word in some of the code. Now, reading some of the websites for the security, computer security industry, what they're saying is it looks like whoever hacked into these credit card databases stole code from an earlier Russian malware, and that there's absolutely no reason to think that Russia has anything to do with these break-ins into the retailers, but that's the spin we're seeing in the media. And again, it is a reminder that the NSA, which supposedly has spent billions of your tax dollars to track computer traffic all over the world, is completely helpless in the face of the Target break-in, Neiman Marcus break-in, can't find and locate the crypto locker extortionists, certainly can't break my homemade codes. And so they're wagging that one around. And again, if we are coming up on some kind of a monumental false flag during the Sochi Olympics to reignite the war fever against those gosh darn Muslims, at the same time, the government's going to have to figure out some way to shut down the non-commercial, non-profitable portions of the net. And as a matter of fact, somebody's been running test drills against my server over the last couple of weeks. They're not actually shutting it down, but they're trying to see what does it take to slow it down. So we're having to keep an eye on that situation. Because remember, in the weeks leading up to 9/11, the FBI went around the United States of America shutting down all the websites of Muslim charities, preemptively silencing the voices of anybody who would get on the net and say, wait a minute, we don't know that Muslims have anything to do with this. And they're going to have to do it again. If there's going to be a really big bang of some kind at the Sochi Olympics, they're going to have to find some way to silence the voice of reason standing up and saying, wait a minute, this is another classic false flag to get us to hate who we're supposed to hate. We need to be on guard for that. We're going to grab a phone call here. Bob in Nevada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, this weekend you had an article on your website about Edison and Westinghouse about the electric chair. And yeah. It mentioned that it mentioned that Westinghouse invented AC electricity. No mention of Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, I know. I've gotten a lot of email about that. The funny thing is...
You had? Okay.
Yeah, Tesla actually worked for Edison for a while. And yes. Tried to tell him about the advantages of AC current, but Edison had already invested too much capital in the development of his DC distribution system. And so Tesla left and went to work for George Westinghouse, who seized on AC as a way to create a rival power distribution system that clearly was patentable and separate from that Edison was promoting. Edison responded by launching this incredibly brutal series of demonstrations going around the country electrocuting animals with AC current to try and sell the idea that the Westinghouse system was far more dangerous than DC. Actually, the reverse is true. Direct current is far more lethal than AC. AC tends to flow over the surface of your body unless it's intentionally directed through the center of the body. AC shocks are much more survivable. At one point, Edison actually electrocuted an entire elephant that had gone rogue at the circus, and it was dangerous, and they had to put the elephant down. Edison said, I'll fry him. I'll use my new movie camera. I'll take movies of the elephant being electrocuted by Westinghouse's AC system. And it's a part of Edison's life that a lot of people have forgotten, along with him ripping off Georges Méliès for the film From the Earth to the Moon and literally stealing it. Tesla invented AC. They finally admitted he actually invented radio. Marconi took the credit for that one. It was a very brutal competition between the two competing systems, and ultimately Westinghouse's AC system won out, which didn't really mean that much to Edison because his electric light bulbs work just fine on AC as they do on DC.
Mike, actually, Tesla had to reinvent his light bulb for AC. That's actually, the feud was mainly because Westinghouse and Tesla won the power system for the World Fair, and they asked Edison for using his light bulb, and he said no. And basically, Tesla and Westinghouse redesigned his light bulb to work for AC. And yes, AC is a lot safer. And also, one more thing, on the electro, the only way that would work is if it was DC, because there is no way to store AC power.
Well, absolutely correct. When we talk about a kilowatt hour, it's a fixed unit of power. It can be delivered as AC or DC, but power storage systems are definitely all DC.
Yep.
Okay?
All right, right on, Mike. One more thing, Mike. The Pfizer court thing, that should be a no-brainer because it's foreign intelligence. It's not domestic.
Yeah, well, that's what I keep telling everybody. The Foreign Intelligence Service Act and the court that it created do not have legal jurisdiction inside the United States of America. And,
They're secret courts anyways.
It was allowed to be secret because it was operating outside the United States of America. But now, in order to justify this NSA spying, they're trying to act like the FISA court is a constitutional court system operating with jurisdiction inside the United States of America, and it flat out isn't. It's just pure bluffery on their part. And the FISA court cannot just create laws out of thin air any more than a regular domestic court can. The laws have to be passed by Congress and signed by the president and then review passed on them by the United States Supreme Court. It's just a complete bluff to try and get you to go along with this government that is openly violating the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Mike, one more thing on all the violation of the Fourth Amendment. Actually, a lot of that happened right about the time of the Patriot Act, which was written pre-9/11.
Well, actually, it all goes back at least to the 1980s and the echelon system, and probably before then. It's just because of, and those of us in the Patriot community, we've known about this stuff all along. We had echelon stations here in Hawaii. Now they're openly NSA. But now, because of Edward Snowden and the independent media, now all America knows they are being spied on by the government. Obama's speech last Friday tried to make it seem like it's the patriotic thing to spy on your fellow American. It's the patriotic thing to be quiet about being spied on. And absolutely, it is not. It is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. It also violates the Fifth Amendment and the Tenth Amendment.
All right, right on, Mike. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you very much for the phone call. Interesting story. Apparently, there's an artificial marina in Nevada near Sparks, where the fish have just all of a sudden started dying off. And all they're saying is something is depleting the oxygen level in the water. Now, Nevada just opened itself up for fracking. When methane starts to bubble through fresh water, it decomposes slowly. It blends with oxygen in the water to form carbon dioxide and more water molecules. And we're seeing this all across the country where all of a sudden the fish in lakes and streams and ponds are all of a sudden dying, and all they say is something depleted the oxygen. We know what that is. It's methane coming up through the ground from all this underground fracking. Anyway. Now, a little bit of good news. A federal appeals court ruled Friday bloggers have the same First Amendment protections as journalists when sued for defamation. If the issue is of public concern, plaintiffs have to prove negligence before they can claim damages. That's a victory for the independent media, for those of us here at WhatReallyHappened.com and Republic Broadcasting. Not that I've ever been sued for defamation, because I'm extra careful about these stories. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sinclair. Oh, maybe I'm afraid. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to Mike Sinclair. Open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sinclair. Oh, maybe I'm afraid.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. A couple of breaking stories coming in. Apparently, the European Union is now mobilizing their troops, about 1,000 personnel, heading for the Central African Republic. We'll join French and African troops already on the ground to basically make sure those Central African Republicans understand they can only sell their resources for the U.S. dollar and must accept private central banking. There is a very interesting case going on in the courts in Britain. The case was brought against the British government by a Pakistani victim of a drone strike. And the British courts just ruled the case cannot be allowed to proceed as it might result in the condemnation of the United States by a court of this country. In other words, this guy... family got hit by a drone strike. He brought a lawsuit against the British government for their role in the matter. And the British courts have said, you cannot bring this lawsuit because it might embarrass the United States. So much for justice in Great Britain. Right now, all of the court's decisions are all about supporting the illusion of government infallibility. Government will always be right, even when it's flat out wrong. We're still waiting to hear what the Supreme Court is going to say about warrants needed for a search of your cell phone. You know what's going to happen? The sales of smartphones are going to plummet. People are going to go back to a basic cell phone that just makes calls. And that's it. Now, they still have the built-in microphones, and they have the GPS, and they can be used to track you. But all that other stuff where you keep your music and all your other things on the smartphone, people are going to want to say, heck, I got to keep the memory erased anyway, in case it's going to get read, you know, by the police. And what they're talking about here are, if the police stop you for a completely unrelated situation, your taillight is broken, they can take your phone and copy off the contents. Now, for those of you who are still devoted to Windows XP, you're going to get a little bit of a reprieve in terms of its expiration, because Windows XP officially becomes unsupported April 8th. Now, Microsoft, reeling from the absolute disaster of Windows 8, it's being called the new Vista, is now going to extend updating security essentials for Windows XP until July 14th, 2015, more than a year away. So all this talk about if you're still on XP, you'll be wide open to computer criminals. Microsoft is part of that, I think, is because of the revelation that most of the bank ATM machines are running on XP. And they're not sure the machines can physically upgrade to the newer operating systems because of hardware restrictions. Now, I was frankly amazed when I heard that these ATM machines at the banks are running on XP because of the vulnerabilities involved with that. Considering how much those ATM machines cost, and they do cost a lot, I would have expected common sense that these ATM machine companies would simply produce an internal operating system on the level of an appliance, written in something like Forth, to make it simple, elegant, and to avoid the back doors that have to be in there, courtesy of the NSA. But apparently, to save money, they just, we'll just take XP, strip out all the fluffy stuff, and we'll run the system off of that. That is dangerous. I wonder if the banks that bought these ATM machines understood they were running XP. If I were president of a bank, I wouldn't have accepted an ATM running on an off-the-shelf operating system. I would want something that was hard-coded. There are computer chips in your appliances. They don't run operating systems like XP. Well, the newer ones do, because they're all being part of this whole SmartNet. But the earliest computerized appliances, like your microwave oven, they run on a very simple language called Forth. And you write a Forth program that runs the appliance, and it doesn't do anything else. And that improves reliability and security. Now, Microsoft is getting ready to come out with Windows 9, even as Windows 8's a disaster. Hewlett-Packard has gone back to selling their desktop machines and laptops with Windows 7 because of computer users' rejection of Windows 8. All right, we're going to grab some phone calls here. Pardon me. Al in California. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. This is a serious question, okay?
Okay.
First off, are you really considering running for president? And if so, how can I contribute to your campaign fund?
Okay, well, my campaign for president in 2016 is a joke. It's a faux campaign. You can go to Rivero2016.com, and you can see I'm just starting to put the website together. And I'm using it as a platform to make some observations about how the nation is being run. But I can't actually run for president because I won't lie to the American people. I did inhale.
Maybe that's a good thing, Mike. Maybe that's what we need at this point in time.
And I really enjoyed it, too. No, it's a faux campaign. I actually looked at filing the paperwork to become a real candidate, but it was way too much money. And in any event, I don't have any serious delusions that I could actually win or even come close or even place, and I certainly don't have the resources to get put on the ballot as an independent. I thought about calling my party the Necktie Party for reasons I'm sure you can figure out. But it's a faux campaign. We've got buttons and bumper stickers and all the rest of that. You can go to Rivero2016.com and look at them. And it is a humorous campaign, like Pat Paulson when he ran for president. But I'm going to be using it as a platform to make some commentary about the election process, the candidates who are actually really running, and the state of the nation, if we actually get that far. I think one of the reasons I didn't want to spend the money filing the paperwork to really run for president was the fact that we might not actually have the same government by 2016. It just feels like it's that fragile.
Yeah, and if we do, it'll be the money that buys it.
That's true, and I won't take their money, and that's another reason I can't seriously run for president.
Yeah, well, that's a shame, Mike. I would like to see you in there.
Well, thank you, but then I'd actually have to figure out how to make it all work, and nobody can do that.
You could do it.
It up that bad.
We trust you. You could do it.
Well, I'd be willing to give it a try here, but it would take an extraordinary set of circumstances for me to wind up in any position in the current government. They don't like me very much.
Well,
I even sent a Christmas card to the Obamas last December. I didn't even get the courtesy of a reply.
Well, they were probably in Hawaii. You could have walked down to them.
I didn't want to go anywhere near them when they're here in Hawaii. I mean, Christmas 2012, we had the Secret Service checking my wife and I out. They actually sent somebody over to this food distribution program. We're handing out loaves of bread, and this guy's coming up and asking all these really weird questions and glaring at me. And it worked out okay because we made him carry all the heavy stuff.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, keep it going because you're reaching people. It's helping.
Thank you.
Believe me, it's helping.
Thank you very much. I'm going to keep on doing this as long as I can until peace and prosperity breaks out, and then I'm going to spend what's left of my life as a roadie for my wife's music. Thank you for the call, Al. We're going to switch over to John in San Francisco. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Rivero. This is John in San Francisco.
Yes.
I was just reading the Nelson report. You know what the Nelson ratings are?
You mean the Nielsen ratings?
Yeah, Nelson. I'm from Arkansas. You have to excuse the way I pronounce it.
Okay.
They have something called the Nelson Neural Focus Groundbreaking Consumer Neuroscience Message to measure brainwave activity in real time on your digital television and radio and computer. This is, says this produces the most effective and reliable measurements for understanding consumers' deep subconscious responses to stimuli.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you a link to this. This also was known about. A guy wrote a book. Let me click on something. Just take a second. A guy wrote a book a long time ago, Spy TV. It was before the mandated switch over to digital TV when we still had analog channels.
Mm-hmm.
And I had made a copy of that because, you know, I'm a broadcast engineer in the good old days. I'm not now.
Yes.
Unfortunately, but he went to the Yale Club and heard all this stuff spoken about. So I don't know what the date was, but it says, don't talk to the press. White dot infiltrates ITV industry trade body. And I know that it was before the switchover. And this stuff is so media privacy gang rape is what he mentions.
Okay, John, we're gonna have to let you go because we're on a commercial break. I will respond to what you're saying when we come back from these few words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? Always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And responding to that last phone call, there's kind of a love-hate relationship with ratings agencies in Hollywood, in that everybody wants to have information that shows how big their audience is, but they don't want it to be too accurate in case the audience isn't really there. And there have been a lot of technologies proposed over the years. We know that modern digital boxes show what channel your TV is turned to. We know that the infrared sensors can be used to make sure there's a body in front of you, in front of the TV while the show is on there, because obviously if you leave the TV turned on when you go shopping, it's really rather pointless what you've got on there. Now, that being said, every once in a while, the advertising agencies and rating agencies come up with a new whiz-bang technology, which they market to give people an edge. If you will come in and give us lots of money, we'll give you this tiny edge that will help you prevail against your competition, and not all of them work out. Okay, and with the smart TVs and all the rest of it, Xbox, Kinetic, the rest of it, there's a lot of talk about being able to basically tell whether people are watching the show or not, and to an extent that may be true, but sometimes there's a lot of puffery there. And I remember, I used to work in advertising many, many years ago. I got my start in computer animation and advertising back when advertising was the only entity that had the money for computer graphics at the time. The commercials got it before movies and TV shows did. And that was the heyday of what was called subliminal advertising, where we would put hidden messages inside the ads that would influence people to go out and buy stuff. And it was a big talking point with the big ad agencies, and it turned out there was nothing there. It didn't really work. If it's subliminal, it means you don't notice it. But it was a big selling point, and I suspect some of this latest whiz-bang coming out of Nielsen is an attempt to bolster their reputation as a rating agency, because if you're running a cable network and your computers are telling you what the cable boxes are tuned to, you don't really need the Nielsens. They're trying to basically find a way to legitimize themselves, and until I see it actually demonstrated as working, I'm going to kind of say, this sounds like more advertising puffery to me here. All righty, let's see. A very interesting story coming out of the Game Maker Studio, which put out some software with some digital rights management on it that apparently backfired and disabled and labeled as pirate software legitimately purchased copies of the system. And again, by turning intellectual property and copyright enforcement into an electronic game, they've basically leveled the playing field. They don't have the moral high ground, especially with goofs like this. If you want an honest and moral and ethical population, you start by having honest, moral, and ethical government. All hierarchical organizations inherit the manners and morals of the people at the very top. And when you look at our leadership and the lessons they're putting out every single day for our young people to see, I don't blame the young people for behaving the way they're behaving. They understand they can go to college and get a job at McDonald's, or they can emulate the people who seem to have all the money and power and have a better life. Which way do you think they're going to go? By the way, according to an article in The Guardian, Amazon's website, Amazon's cloud hosting services are hosting most of the net's malware right now. Another reason to stay off the cloud here. Interesting little story over at Ben Swan's website. And by the way, Ben Swan will be on our show a week from this coming Wednesday. He's coming back for another interview here. And I just put this story up here about the facilities the NSA has across the country. And it's in the context of all these state governments now passing laws cutting the NSA off from their local domestic state resources to make their job a little more difficult. And it's going down the known facilities, Utah Data Center, that's the big one that can record all the phone calls in the world, NSA headquarters in Fort Meade, of course, Buckley Air Force Base, Colorado, NSA Georgia, NSA Texas, multi-program research facility at Oak Ridge, and, of course, the one we have here in Hawaii. And there's an interesting story here because I'd heard about this before. During World War II, the U.S. government built an underground bunker here on the island of Oahu. It's 250,000 square feet. It was used as an aircraft assembly plant. And a good friend of mine has been into it. He's seen it. And apparently that's the NSA's facility out here in the Pacific. Now, they just tore down this circular VHF listening station, and they built a new administrative building above ground, but apparently most of the work is being done in this 250,000 square foot bunker. Ostensibly, this data center intercepts traffic coming in from Asia to listen to it. So they're really all over the place, and anytime the NSA spies on a law-abiding American citizen that has not committed any crime, the NSA is in violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, the Fifth Amendment, because they're using your property to spy on you, and the Tenth Amendment, because they're presuming an authority and a right not specifically enumerated in the Constitution, in fact, pointedly forbidden. And they've been doing it since 1980. So the NSA is operating from an attitude that they are above the law. They're above the Constitution. And that means that any promises Obama made last Friday are moot. Obama can make all the promises to you he can. Look at all the promises he made back in 2008 that he didn't keep. He's got a perfect, unblemished record of breaking every one of his campaign promises to you. And the reality is, this government has gone off the constitutional reservation, and that means it's illegitimate. It is not a legal government of the United States of America, because the legal government of the United States of America abides by that constitution. They obey the rules in that contract. We are a nation with an illegitimate regime. Anyway, we're seeing more of this kill the messenger situation with Snowden. Oh, he's working for the Russians. He didn't do this out of a sense of morality and constitutional outrage. He's working for the bad guys. Excuse me. I'm having an allergy attack this. My goodness. Oh, I'm allergic to Mondays. Somebody just sent in an NSA joke I'm going to share with you as we head up to the top of the show. A month ago, I dropped my mobile phone, and before I could pick it up, a badger carried it off to in his mouth and swallowed it. And I thought that was the end of it, but was not the case. Today, the NSA contacted me and asked me about my movements. They want to know why I spend most nights creeping around people's back gardens and spend my days in an underground hideout. Which is, that's fun to think about. You want to mess up the NSA, trade your cell phone with somebody for a day or two. Just completely invalidate the data. And you know something? It is your constitutional right to do anything that you can to thwart the NSA spying on you, to make their database unreliable. Because it's your constitution and it's your Bill of Rights, and if you're not going to stand up for it, who will? Clearly the government won't. The government is the enemy of the American people in the Constitution. They're already arming themselves to declare war on the 50 states. They're just looking for an excuse. And again, I'm looking at all this propaganda about the Muslims and the threat of terror and the Sochi Olympics, and it just feels to me like, once again, they're thinking about how wonderful a false flag would be to revive the war fever and get the American people back on board the war agenda. Just like that recording we played earlier of Donald Rumsfeld saying the way to correct the problem is another attack. They're telegraphing what they're doing. We're going to have U.S. warships off the coast of Sochi. And the only way we will stop them from doing it is to get all of America talking about all the known false flags we've had before. USS Liberty, 9/11, all of that stuff. So that the people who are plotting this thing look out at a population that is expecting a false flag incident and is not predisposed to believe the official story, no matter how much nonstop 24-hour-a-day coverage the corporate media gives it. Now, they're still going on about this mystery rock that showed up in front of the Mars rover. They're starting to get chemical measurements of it. It's nice that they got something to talk about. All right, there's the music. Claire and I have to get out and get some errands run. We will be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org. Up at the top is a donate button. When you click it, you will be taken to a page with a PayPal link. Or if you wish to remain anonymous, there is a postage address for Round Rock, Texas. We need your help to stay on the air, to reach out to all those people, to give them the information they need to have to make good decisions in these dark times. Thank you for those of you who did donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
With financial